Late in the 1980s, with crime rising and prisons filling up, Florida needed new prison sites, but few counties wanted to be one. Jefferson County, just east of Tallahassee, was different. Then, as now, underpopulated and desperately poor, it saw an opportunity, and it did something unusual.
We welcomed them with open arms.
Kirk Reams is Jefferson County's court clerk and chief financial officer.
Our county commission went and bought this property. It was almost 300 acres. And donated it to the state.
In 1990, the county's gift became Jefferson Correctional Institution, and JCI became the region's primary employer and economic engine. In a county of 14,000, about 200 people are directly employed by the prison. That's 6% of the workforce, and everybody else depends on it. But times have changed. Crime is down, prison beds have fallen empty, and the state has decided to close 11 prisons and work camps. Because of its low score and a complicated point system, one of them is Jefferson Correctional.
It would be the equivalent of taking the jobs at Disney out of Orange County.
Apart from its jobs and the economy it anchors, the prison is deeply entwined with Jefferson County and its only town, Monticello. Prison work crews maintain the streets and parks at no cost to local government. They separate recyclables from garbage here at Monticello's solid waste plant, which Director Beth Letchworth says earns the county $70,000 in a good year.
To replace this squad with five people at minimum wage would cost this county about $140,000.
Like almost everybody you meet here, Letchworth is a native of Jefferson County and a former prison worker. And so is Sam Flowers.
Well, my wife works out there too, so it wouldn't hurt my family. Plus, it'd be a real hardship on this county.
This is a town hall meeting at Monticello's elegant little courthouse. Two state senators and two state representatives, none of them very hopeful about saving the prison, are about to take testimony. 200 people are packed into the courtroom. In the last hour, dozens of JCI means jobs yard signs have appeared on the street. Paul Michaels says local businesses, many facing bankruptcy, paid for them.
There's total buy-in out here, you know, in this county. I don't know anybody that wants the prison to leave. It's a big part of our county.
The testimony is passionate and personal. Paula Pierce, the wife of a JCI prison guard, said there are no other jobs within miles of Monticello, and Governor Rick Scott should know that.
I don't understand why he wants to pick on Jefferson. I don't understand why he cannot come and face us, why he cannot come look in the faces of the people that he is impacting.
And Jerry Loggins, who just made lieutenant after 13 years at JCI, said the community has been betrayed by the Department of Corrections, the DOC.
Even the land out there, we gave them. And our DOC wants to snatch our jobs away from us.
The county's lobbyists and legislators say they've made little headway toward getting JCI off the closing list. If they fail, the prison is slated to close by July 1st. Most in Jefferson County are preparing to have their gift of 20 years thrown back at them and return from having little to having nothing. I'm Rick Stone in Monticello.